We got to spend some time with Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United. Their next match at Toronto coming up Saturday. Pregame 6:30, kicks at 7:30. And Chris, thanks for joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, it's no secret. It's been
No problem.
Chris, thank you so much. It's been a tough season, no secret, for us and our United squad. And look, all the fans, the 17s, everybody that follows this team, the supporter groups, we're keeping hope, but, you know, we've struggled. And I want to start there. What do you think our struggles stem from? We're coming off of a match with DC United. It was a draw. But can you put your finger on it, Chris? I mean, I know you guys have been trying all the things there over at the complex.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It hasn't been good enough. We are aware of that. We know where we're at. Our focus is on how we can improve the team, and that's every day in training, the coaches working with the training, with all the players, how we can support our coaches, whether it's medical, it's getting guys healthy, it's recruitment. We can sign players during transfer windows, which we have a primary window, and the secondary transfer window is opening July 24th. So we will be active to try and improve the team. But I do think it's a combination in the last 6 to 12 months. There's a lot of new pieces that were added to the club. We wanted to evaluate the group we had, because you look at last year's team ended strongly. So we added two big pieces at the beginning of the year, and we wanted to give Ronnie a chance to evaluate the players we had. And I think this evaluation period is ending. Leading into this transfer window, and we need to look at how we can improve the team.
Chris, I don't always love comparing teams to other teams in the city, but I do see a lot of similarities between what's going on with Atlanta United and what's going on with the Atlanta Braves. Both teams that had incredibly high expectations, and both teams that have a couple of players that certainly are underperforming to levels you just certainly didn't expect. For Atlanta United specifically up top, Latte Loth and Miguel Almiron, is there anything you can point your finger towards why they haven't been more dangerous? I know at first you thought it was a chemistry issue, and maybe you thought that'd get sorted and figured out. Latte Loth got off to a great start and has cooled down since then.
Yeah, and as I said, I think it's a number of factors. I think they're both very good players. As I said, we had a lot of players injured in the back, which in many games I think we had some issues where we gave up some soft goals. So that is a team thing from front to back, and it's what we're aware of. I know the coaching staff is working. Ronnie and his staff are working every day on chemistry, on how we can enter into the final third and create more chances, how we can stabilize it in the back, and we have addressed now with a central defender that we're signing in Anaya Mihai. He will be coming in at the opening of the window. He's a leader. He's got a ton of experience, a national team player. So, you know, we're hoping that will stabilize some of the defensive errors we've had. And I also think we're going to be active in other moves. We have to see what's presented to us. But I think we need to figure out how we can support our DPs, and whether it's creating more chances, whether it's defending better behind them, and then working with them every day to get their game really sharp and be leaders to pull this team to a higher level.
Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United, here on the show. We're going to get back into our conversation about quarterbacks and Kirk Cousins here in a little bit, as well as Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. Chris, I want to ask you about Brad Guzan. Can you give us an update? And what happened? I don't know if a lot of people even realize he was this injured. Apparently he underwent surgery ahead of the match on Saturday against Toronto.
Yeah, Brad is so tough. I saw him today, and he's just, you know, he took a shot, a knee to the head and his cheek, kind of his cheek right by the eye, continued to play in the game. And we're hoping that he'll be able to play on Saturday. Wow. You know, for these things, sometimes the players wear a mask to protect their bones in the face. But that guy is so tough, and he is someone who's just a warrior for the club. He loves the club, and he doesn't want to miss games.
Chris, you mentioned some of the injuries, specifically along the back line. I think that has been one of the bright spots, is that it's allowed you to enter some youth into this rotation, and they have performed very well. I think we've all seen what Noah Cobb has been able to do already, but more recently we've seen Will Riley step into it. Matt Edwards has been a central focus, and just even more recently than that, Efren Morales has really done a good job. There's a push from a significant portion of the fan bases who, with the season being a struggle as it is, just continue rolling with more and more youth. Is there a chance we see some of the younger guys? I know Dom Chonqui had his contract modified a month or two ago, and he could be available, and Aiden Torres and Brennan and stuff like that. Could there be a youth movement coming at some point?
Yeah, I mean, that's the silver lining of having opportunity for young guys to play. And I've been part of many teams where you're able to bring young guys in many times because of the situation. A veteran player's out, and a young player steps up and can show the coach. And we've had that, as you mentioned, that, you know, five or six different guys are getting experience. And sometimes as a club, you suffer in games because of the inexperience, but they are only going to be better for these experiences, and it's going to be better for Atlanta United in the long run. Sometimes you suffer. We've had players in my previous club, Seattle and Miami, and you throw them in, and they grow so much from these experiences. So we want to do that. Javier Perez has done a fantastic job with our academy and up-and-coming second-team players that are playing for Steve Cook. That's what we want to have, is you create talent from within your club, and those players eventually make it to the first team. So I think it's a combination of these young players and what we can add in experience and leadership around them.
Chris, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I want to repeat this for Atlanta United fans. You said you guys will be active when the transfer window opens July 24th, yes?
Yeah. We've already been active, you know, with Mihai signing.
Sure.
And we will be active. This is an opportunity. In MLS, you can only improve the team and make changes during transfer windows. So the window opens for a month in the summer, and, you know, we want to do everything we can to start righting the ship and moving up the table.
Sounds good. Chris, good luck on Saturday at Toronto. Appreciate you stopping by. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Abe.
Thank you. Chief Soccer and Sporting Director, Atlanta United. If you paid no attention to what's been going on this year with Atlanta United, it's simple. Braves don't hit, they don't score. That's it. We've given up 39 goals, the second most in MLS. We're giving up goals, and we don't score. And in the last match against DC United, you know, Ronnie Dyla went back to what he tried to get the season started with to spark the offense as far as formations are concerned, 4-2-3-1, didn't do anything. So we end up with the draw. We get a point, great. But at the end of the day, that's fundamentally what's going on. And it's hard for Atlanta United fans, and Mike and I, we discuss this all the time. We've been down since day one. To not have a team that consistently scores and is not exciting is not the formula here. You got to have that. And we don't play great defense, and we don't score. So you find yourself in a situation, Abe, and you know you do the pre-half and post stuff. Obviously, Mike calls the games, Mike Conti and Jason do a terrific job, but it's just what it is. And so they're searching for answers, very similar to the Braves not hitting.
Yeah, I really do compare it quite a bit, because as far as I'm concerned, this season is come and gone. Like, I don't think the Braves are going to make a run of the playoffs. I don't think Atlanta United's going to make a run of the playoffs. They needed to do better on the 6-game road trip. They got one game left. They're, even if with a win, they've only got 4 points out of those 6 games. It was always going to need to be more than that. The question that I have for the Braves, which we'll answer a little bit later in the show, it's the same question I have for Atlanta United. Like, what's the goal the rest of the season? What are you trying to do? Because I think you got to figure out what's going on up top. You can go through, hey, the defense gave up a goal, and so now other teams are parking the bus, and Latte Loth can't get free. That's no offense to Chris.
It's not it.
It's not good enough for me.
No.
Like these guys are brought in at a high cost to be dangerous. They're not dangerous. And if that's going to be the case, if you're trying to hold on with a remade back line every 2 or 3 games because someone else got hurt.
It's not going to work.
No.
It's not going to work.
And look, this was supposed to be a, like you said, they were in the discussion for could be the best offense, the best attack in MLS, and it's been, like the Braves, anything but.